You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rom Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gill-Peart from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
I'm here to let you know that if God had seen us in our mess, He would not have died. If He had seen us in our mess, He would have called 10,000 angels. God don't see you where you're at, He sees you where you're going. He just wanted to get to your heart. I'm sick and tired of the wood. I'm tired of the beggar's skin. I'm tired of the gold. I want to get into your heart. And He allowed them to pierce Him in His hands. He allowed them to pierce His side. He allowed them to nail His feet to the cross. He allowed them to put a thorn of crown upon His head. He allowed them to give Him vinegar for water. Because He was destined to visit and abide. The song says, He abide. Hallelujah. He abide within. Before He drew the last breath, He cried out, "It is finished! It is over! Mission accomplished!" Hey, You see, when they were in the wilderness, if they got stung by a serpent, they had to go and look up at the serpent, one that was made by hands. That was a replica of Christ. Now that he's in our hearts, heart attack can show up. High blood pressure can show up. Diabetes can show up. Paralysis can show up. Cancer can show up. Tumors can show up. He that hath the Christ. And I sat down and I laid my hand and I said, Father, my God, Jehovah, and your son, the Messiah, Yeshua, and your Holy Spirit, the Comforter of Truth, I come now into your very presence. By the time I got there, the pain disappeared. So I sat there and I smiled. I said, I woke up to the situation and I looked into it. And access was granted. You don't even have to finish your prayer. Just by the way you address the man knows that he's in your heart. He knows that you are one of the 12. Oh, you're not praising him like you know, that you know, that you know. Stand on your feet and praise him. Stand on your feet and praise him. Stand on your feet and praise him. I told you. He hears us because he's in us. I'm not visiting a box. He's in my heart. Turn to your neighbor and say, my God has been out of the box a long time. Say, take a good look at me. He is in me. He is with me. Oh, well, you know, they prayed for me, but the pain is still there. You don't have the Christ. When you have the Christ, he changed your language. People that have the Christ, when they are sick and you said, how you doing? I'm healed. When I say to you that I am healed, it does not necessarily mean that I'm not feeling pain. I speak like the Christ speak. I am not careful to answer you for myself. Hello? So when I say to you that I'm not broke, I got all that I need. Hello? When I tell you that if you're hungry, you can come to my house, I'll feed you. It might be some crackers and water. But it's food. And ain't no beverage can quench your thirst like water. And ain't no beverage. like water. And if you eat some crackers, it don't put any pounds on you. So it doesn't necessarily mean because I said to you that my pocket is deep, mean that I have pockets. But I allow the Christ that is in my heart to dictate what I got. I sat in my room. I was counting up my tithes and offering, and I was paying up bills, and I just look up. I don't know if anybody owing me, yeah, but I look up and I said, Lord, just in case anybody owe me anything, I said, let them come to me and pay you, because I could use a little extra. That was Wednesday. Came to church, teach Bible study, pull out of the parking lot, turn in Congress, and my phone rang. Somebody says, you know, I have $300 for you. You told me to take care of something for you, for somebody, and you paid me, and now the person pay me. I said, but God, he that has the Christ, I invite you to stand on your feet and speak something in the atmosphere. Come on. I said, if you have the Christ, then you have life, and what you, if you allow Christ to speak. Because you see, this is what the flesh, this is how the flesh speaks. The flesh says, I'm sick. The flesh says, I'm poor. The flesh says, it's over. The flesh says, I can't make it. I never make it. The flesh said, nobody loves me. The flesh says, no one cares for me. But Christ says, if you ask anything in my name, I'll hear you. Oh Lord Jesus. If you decree and declare a thing to be so, it shall be so. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm no longer speaking. Say, there's no power in my words. So I just hold my peace and I let the Lord speak. Come on now, if you're going to allow God to speak, you're going to have to let him just shine, because you see, he don't speak like man speak. He have a different kind of language. When you get upset, you cuss. Profanity from one ear to the next ear. But when Christ speak, he speak gospel truth. He just said, get hands behind me. When Christ speak, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. If any man be in me. When Christ speak, he said, I am that I am. Meaning I'll be anything you want me to be. You want him to move for you? You want him to do something for you? Then begin to speak like he speaks. Change your language. Change your language. Let me see the hands of those who don't have a job. Okay, that was you. Now put your hands down. Let me talk to those that have the Christ. Let me see the hands of those who have a job. Come on now. That's a Christ. You must learn how to separate your flesh from the Christ. Come on now, come on now. Hold on. In closing, when Judas betrayed him, it was Judas' flesh that betrayed him. By the time Judas betrayed him, and Judas realized what he did, hear the spirit in Judas. You wicked, wicked wretch. How could you deny the Christ? How could you do that? Judas said, man, I can't live with myself. Can no man come to know Christ and betray him? Can no man come to know Christ and don't act like him? Can no man come to know Christ and don't speak like him? Judas said, get me a rope, somebody, I'm about to hang myself. So you see, you can know the Christ and still die. You can know the Christ and still commit suicide. Because you don't allow him to take over. Listen. He don't make a whole lot of noise, you know. The devil showed up on the scene and the devil said, come on, man. If you are the Christ, turn these stones into bread. Jesus just looked at him and said, get hands behind me. Why some of us fight so much? Why some of us cuss so much? Can't you just say, get hands behind me? Just, come on, say, get hands behind me. Can't you just walk away? So, there were times when they wanted to kill him and he just took a shit and escaped. Can't you just escape? Can't you just go through the next door? Seriously, think about this. Can no man stand in your way when you have the Christ and let the Christ speak? You know, I love this about him. When they brought him to Pilate, he said, no man take my life. I lay it down, somebody shall free me. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's not because of you why I don't knock you out. It's not because of you why I don't cuss you out. I have chosen the God-given right to hold my peace. Come on now in the house. Some of us think that our woman is such a good woman. Why she still stick with you? She's only there because of the Christ. We have some women out there playing the fool. You think that man is with you because you're cute. He's only there because of the Christ. Look at our neighbor and say, neighbor, you better thank God I'm saved. You know, sometimes you put some stuff on, and when you look how sexy you look in the thing, when you look, you have to say, Lord God, let me change it because of the Christ. Oh God! If it had not been for the Christ, I wouldn't even consider paying my tithes. My flesh don't want to pay tithes. My flesh don't want to give you my $100 bill. Are you kidding me? But because of the Christ, If the truth be told, some of us only say hello to each other because of the Christ. If it was for my flesh alone, I'd never speak to some people as long as I live. If it was for my flesh alone, let me tell you something, I passed you like I don't know you. If it was just for me alone, I'd delete your number out of my phone. Come on now and talk to me. Come on now. If it was for me alone, some folks would not be alive. Okay, you can act like your flesh is nice. Mine is not. My flesh is so feisty. My flesh will take you out and turn around and call 911. Pick me up. I did it. My flesh is a bad boy. But the Christ. Oh, somebody praise. Oh, Jesus. We went to the Bahamas. Stand up, Brother Rascal. We went to the Bahamas. And we went to Freeport. When we went there to visit with the prime ministers and some schools and all of that kind of good stuff, yeah? When we got off the ship, the person that came to pick us up was one of Brother Rascal's buddy that he used to do some evil things with. Bad men, wild men. But when he saw the man was wearing a clergy tie. Then the man looked at him and he said, Rascal, what you doing here? I'm not the man I used to be, brother. What you doing with that thing around your neck? Oh, not if any man have the Christ. Stand on your feet everywhere. Shake somebody's hand and tell them, I have the Christ. I have the Christ. I have the Christ. Can I tell you? Let me tell you. Let me tell you in closing, sometimes he falls asleep. Sometimes he takes a little nap. Yeah? And the minute he takes a little nap, you'll find yourself cussing. Sometimes you have to get you to the bottom of your boat and say, man, wake up. Don't you know I can make it by myself? Said, man, you gotta wake up and take over. If you don't take over, I end up in prison tonight. So where is your Christ seated right now? Wake him up. Come on and wake him up. Come on and wake him up. Wake him up. Wake him up and say, I need the area. Most gracious Lord.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91 God in the Raw. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us
at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Be blessed. Blessed. Blessed.
God in the Raw Ministries will be hosting its annual Seller of Purple Women's Convention. This will be held on June 18th through the 20th, 2015 at 7 p.m. nightly at the Palm Beach County Convention Center located at 650 Okeechobee Boulevard, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. For more information, call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. That's 1-888-914-6346 or visit our website at www.godintheraw.org. See you there.
Of God.